out of the box this afternoon. We want to talk some college football. Media day for the CAA a couple of days ago. The Black Bears getting set to report next week and begin preseason. We're joined on the phone by a guy who knows all there is to know about FCS football. He's the national coordinator of FCS coverage for Hero Sports, Brian McLaughlin, joining us. Brian, good afternoon.
Hey, Rich. How did I get so lucky to be on with Ken Burns and a guy doing a brewery?
Ken actually asked the same thing when your name came up.
Yeah, right.
Well, we're so happy to have you on. You guys at Hero Sports, you and Sam and the crew have done such a tremendous job. I think you've become the premier site out there covering the game and the level of competition that we all love so much.
Well, I appreciate that. I do have to give props, though, to Craig Haley at Stat, who, you know, really has done this, you know, for I want to say 15, 20 years for various outlets from a national perspective. But really, when we came on board, he was really the only one doing that. And so we've kind of jumped into the fray with that, too.
Yeah, Craig does a great job, but we love having him on the show. And we're heating up. Things are getting going. You, where did I see you were this week? Was it OVC Media Day?
Yeah, I was at OVC and Southland. And Sam, who you brought up, Sam went out to Big Sky in Spokane. And we're going to see if we can get some more of them next year as we continue to expand. But, you know, one of the things is they all do it the same couple days. So it's really, you know, can't be in two places at once, but yeah, I was in Nashville and Houston the last week.
Well, as you look around the country, is it a more wide open race for the national title this season, or are we making too much of the fact that North Dakota State doesn't have a lot of starters coming back?
No, I think that's pretty accurate. You know, coming into last year, North Dakota State just looked locked and loaded, and they really weren't touched the entire year. You could see it from a mile away that it was going to be hard to see them doing anything other than 15-0 and repeating as champs. And this year it's a little more up in the air, although NDSU is still, you know, the one thing about NDSU is they're always going to be good up front. And we all know that that's really a special thing at the FCS level, to be able to replenish on the O-line and even on the D-line. When you can do that, you're always going to be good, and that's what they do well. But, you know, I think that there's a lot of teams that could do some damage, and one of them is up in your state, I think. And I can tell you, Rich, when I was at OVC in Southland, in Nashville and in Houston, they were asking about Maine. And I thought that was pretty cool, you know, and it goes to show what has happened in that program over, you know, the last year or so.
Well, you know, we've said it for years up here that this program has tasted some success in the past with trips to the postseason. Mm-hmm. Jack Cosgrove got them to a couple of national quarterfinals, and we always felt they were one or two big players or one or two lucky breaks in a game away from that. And then last year, getting all the way to the national semifinal game. What I've been impressed with this team and the coaching staff is the way they have filled holes and taken care of some challenges that were facing them. It started with bringing in transfers at the tight end spot. They've got a lot of talent there. They did the same thing at running back with a couple of FBS transfers. Today, another one, just announcing earlier today that they're adding a defensive back who's coming in from the University of Buffalo, Jeremiah Dadabo. This Nick Charlton staff, they're not letting any moss grow on them, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's true. You know, I know a lot of people have asked about the coaching transition, but I think we all know from knowing Nick and knowing Coach H, you know, that was a very smooth transition. And there's a lot of talent left on this team. And, the running back, obviously, with what happened with Jefferson, you didn't know what was going to happen there. And then to have Reed come in from Buffalo, and he's, a 1,300-1,400-yard back at the FBS level, you know that's probably going to go pretty well as far as a transition. And then that defense, man, I don't know how they did it flying all over the universe like they did last year in the playoffs, but they got it done and then just ran out of gas in the end, kind of understandable. But, wow, Black and blue, man, they're the right colors. they really are. And I know talking to Coach Ace and even talking to Nick a little bit through messaging and stuff, that the kinds of kids that they get that buy into being in Orono and you're playing that brand, they've really found something special there, and it's kind of fun to watch it happen.
We're talking with Brian McLaughlin of Hero Sports. Well, another national title contender right here in the same conference, the CAA. This James Madison team is absolutely loaded this season.
Yeah, they really are. You know, when you consider they have 19 starters coming back from a team that had some hiccups last year. I mean, who are we kidding? They fell to Elon. They fell at New Hampshire. The minute that Knight came back at quarterback, New Hampshire was able to knock them off, and then they fell to Colgate in the playoffs. But they were still pretty talented. If you remember, they gave NC State all they could handle, and they've got 19 starters back from that team, and then they get basically their best player back off of injury in Rashad Robinson, who is a absolute deadpan lock to be an NFL draft pick in the spring. You know, so you look at them, you're like, okay, 20 full-time starters are coming back to a team that just 2 years ago, went all the way to the national title game and lost 17-12 to NDSU. There's a lot of guys left from that team and even from the team that won it back in 16. So again, another coaching transition, but you're going from a really good coach in Mike Houston to a really good coach in Kurt Cignetti, who won games at Elon. I mean, what else do you need to know? And looks pretty good for them.
Another team from our conference that hopes to be right in the playoff mix this year is Towson. They've got a tough crew coming back. They've got one of the most exciting players around at Flacco, with Flacco at quarterback. But we'll find out early on. They've got a heck of a tough season opener down taking on the Citadel on the road in their opening game.
Yeah, actually, you're right. The Citadel's looking pretty good in the Southern Conference, and it's always fun to see those games, you know, where people have some gut, and they it's not a money game necessarily, like, you know, going to an ACC school or something, but at the same time, it's not like they loaded up on some NAIAs and they're going to slaughter them. You know, we're really going to see something in a game like that. That'll be a good measuring stick. And, you know, in our poll, if you just were doing the CAA, we would have a JMU 1, Maine 2, Towson 3, and I saw that the coaches' vote had Towson above Maine, and I couldn't disagree more with that. But Towson's going to be pretty good. I mean, they are loaded. They may have the best special teams unit in the nation, and let's face it, when it gets to the playoffs, it's a big deal. They have a really good kicker in Aiden O'Neill, you know, the great turn guy in Shane Simpson. They're just great at that, you know, at that aspect of football, and having a Flacco doesn't hurt. So looking pretty good with them too.
All right, around the rest of the country, let's go out west and look at that Big Sky Conference. Some contenders out there, to be sure, starting with the team that lost in the national championship game last year.
Yeah.
Eastern Washington hasn't lost a lot from that title game run.
Yeah, well, actually, they lost maybe more than people realize, but there's certain aspects of their game that they're pretty intact. I mean, first of all, their O-line, in the last couple of years, Eastern Washington's gone from being what I would call kind of an east-west finesse, you know, outscoria-type team. That was when they had Cooper Kupp, who is, of course, with the Rams now as a draft pick a couple of years ago. Now they're more of a, you know, stick-it-in-your-face style of team under Coach Best, who's a former lineman himself. And they're tough, man, and they've been good for years. You know, that's the thing. I mean, a bad year at Eastern Washington is 7-4. I mean, think about that. So they're really strong, but we feel real strongly about UC Davis. This team has become quite the program under Dan Hawkins, who you might remember was at Colorado, and he was the one that really got Boise State cranking before Coach Peterson. Coach Peterson, you know, coached with Dan Hawkins. And, of course, Dan has coached in the CFL. He's done all kinds of unique things. He's a really unique guy, actually. That's his alma mater. UC Davis is his alma mater, and he has it really humming right now. And he's recruiting really well. So, you know, UC Davis is the kind of team you might see in a matchup with the Maine. you know, in the quarters or in the semis. It could happen. So we might want to be kind of aware of that team out in California. Because there might be some travel once again.
Right. And obviously, always have to keep your eye on Montana, Montana State. Well, what about the Missouri Valley? Who else should we keep an eye on out there?
Yeah, you know, we hit on North Dakota State. South Dakota State has become what I would call its own version of what NDSU does in terms of, you know, reloading. They recruit really well. They have their hot spots. They love to dip into Arizona for talent. They've gotten some Floridians. That's my neck of the woods down here in Florida. And, you know, they've really learned to do it the way the umpteen million time champs have done it up in Fargo. So you want to keep an eye on them. Illinois State has been kind of keeping its head above water at about 6-5. Now, 6-5 in the Missouri Valley, a lot of times, translates to like 8 wins in a lot of the conferences. So they're pretty good, and they look even better this year. So I think that's a team you want to remember, Illinois State. You know, Northern Iowa is usually pretty good. There's a lot of question marks with them, but they seem to be kind of like one of those reloading type programs. So it's going to be hard to win a game in the Valley. That's the way it is every year.
No question about it. Wow. Can't wait to get it all started. Practices starting up soon for teams, and won't be long, just over a month to go before opening day. And we're so excited. We're doing, because of Maine's opportunities and the interest in them around the country, we're doing even more this year. And part of our expanded coverage, we're so excited that you're going to be with us on a regular basis throughout the season.
Yeah. We'd love to do that, and I'm looking forward to it, too. And you know, I love what they do in that program. It's like the essence of what football should be. You know, there's nothing finesse about what Maine does in football, and now I like it. I don't know. So it'll be fun to talk about.
Absolutely. And I want to mention, too, you and Sam Herter kicking off your podcast next week, right?
We are. Yeah. We've had it for a couple of years. We took a break while we're doing these previews. For those who aren't aware, we are. Hey, we're writing 126, 750-word previews for every single team in the FCS. And, of course, that takes a lot of time. And, next week we're going to break down the media days we went to and maybe pull out some of the funnier moments. That's what media days are for anyways, you know. So we'll talk about that next week in our podcast.
Well, we'll look forward to that. Of course, follow all the great work at herosports.com. Follow Brian on Twitter at Brian Mack Writer. Brian, great talking with you. We're so excited to be catching up with you throughout the year. Thanks so much for being with us today.
Yeah, thank you, Rich. I really appreciate it. And, you know, good luck to everybody up there. And we'll catch up with you soon.
That sounds great. Thanks, Brian. Brian McLaughlin, Hero Sports, kicking things off on this Thursday afternoon. Black Bear coverage brought to you all year long by our friends at ClearPoint Financial, the official financial advisor of the Maine Black Bears. Call Mike Toole at 307-7718.